Okay, Mr. Meadows, next question. Are there any situations in which you would support a federal government shutdown?
Well,
we've seen that before.
Obviously, you did mention that we're running out of money again. And so that particular question, when it really comes to the fact that when we look at our federal government and when it is embarking on things that are harmful to the people that I represent, I'm going to fight with all the vigor and robust, not only debate, but tools that are in my tool chest to make sure that we do that. Now, when we look at a shutdown, I assume that the writer of the question was talking about the shutdown that I was supposedly the architect of after being there 8 months. You know, it's amazing that I get the reputation after 8 months of being able to shut down the entire federal government on my own. But let's take it for what it is. So let me tell you where we need to get back to a normal appropriations process, which means that there's 12 bills. We haven't done that in 6 years. We haven't passed 12 bills. So what happens is the only alternative is either you fund everything or you shut it down. We need to make sure that we do what, and that's why I've been proposing that for the last 24 months, pass individual appropriations bills. So if you fund the military, you fund the military. If you don't fund this agency, the only thing that shuts down is that agency, not the entire federal government. Now, I'll even go even a little further than that, and we'll make news here tonight because this is something that is not really known. I think it's a bad idea generally to shut down the government, and the consequences of that are tremendous. So we have an amendment, Jim Jordan and I, that are putting forth an amendment on Monday morning that's an anti-shutdown provision, which would be attached to the funding bill if it's voted on in an affirmative way, attached to the funding bill that says that if we can't come to an agreement, it will extend the existing funding for 40 days and bring us over until we have a new president and a new Congress. And so that makes news tonight with as it relates to a shutdown.
Mr. Bryson, the question to you too. You know, is there a situation which you would support a federal government shutdown?
Absolutely not. I would say that the congressman learned a lot in 8 months. Here's the document that shut down the government with his signature on it. That shutdown cost this district alone $23 million. And I wonder why someone goes to represent us to do harm to us. It seems to me it's kind of like a farmer who fancies that he sees a mouse in his barn and he burns the barn down. But there's much more to this than money. There's this lady right here. This lady had severe form of cancer. This lady had exhausted all possibilities for treatment, except for the National Institute of Health has clinics that offer experimental drugs for people who have run through all other possibilities in their healthcare regime. The shutdown closed the doors on these clinics and shut her out. This man closed the door to her treatment.
Well, so I assume I get a one-minute rebuttal on this. So since he's pulling out letters, perhaps the letter he needs to pull out was the one that I led as a freshman to support the NIH. I did it when it's primarily a Democrat. I took on my own party and said that I believe that the NIH was an important issue. And I'll be glad to give him the letter, because I led that letter with Dr. Amy Barra from California. The two of us actually said, not only do we want to support NIH, but we need to increase their funding to make sure that we can eradicate cancer and Parkinson's disease and juvenile diabetes and a number of the things that so many of that I've heard from here in my district. So that letter was also there. And to suggest that it shut down a clinic is just not accurate, because if he knows about NIH, actually they serve funding grants to universities like Western and UNC Chapel Hill. And so those clinics are not directly funded by NIH. They're funded in other manners. And so I can tell you the essential services of the federal government continue to operate. And I've got one other issue, but we'll leave it at that since I'm...
All right, you have a minute. I guess he disputes your claim.
Well, yes, he does, but she still didn't get her treatment. He barred the door.
All right.
All right, so let me... I guess I've got 30 seconds of rebuttal.
Yes, you do.
All right. When Mr. Bryson talks about the economy being affected and doors shutting down, there needs to be more than just rhetoric. What he's quoting, with all due respect to the economist from here, Western Carolina, it was an article that said it might have cost $23 million. We went back and looked at the facts. And in October of the year that it was shut down, we actually generated $30 million more in revenue in Western North Carolina during a shutdown.
Okay.
Do I get 30 seconds
like,
on that?
Would you like to rebut that?
Yes,
I'd
like to. These numbers don't come from a university. They come from the General Accounting Office. And to say that we made more money in that year in the shutdown has nothing to do with the shutdown. It has to do with ancillary business activities at other times. That's ridiculous.